Daf Ches Amaral, we're up to the sixth line of the Gemara. This Arachama, what are we talking about? Are we to grow a chotzer? Rav said a chotzer doesn't need bedik, because they're ravens that eat it up. Elmai, it's a chsadr overhang. I, Rav said a chsadr, you can see it through the light. So the Gemara says it's a skylight. So the Gemara says what? If it's directed to the skylight, then it's open. Elmai, it's to the side. So the Gemara says you can't use a torch. Rav said, it says, why is it similar to the shkin like a nerve of Navuka? The bunch is that much shyness. You see Avuka stronger. And Rov said Avuka's lavdolas mitzvah. So Nachmitzik said this one you could bring into the churin stock of a single candle. Whereas Avuka is worried. Rasvid said this one shines in front of him, this one shines behind him. Papa said this one is scared and this one is not scared. Avinu said this one shines straight and this one jumps around. Any place where you don't bring the chametz, what does it come to include? Comes to include the holes that are on top or on the bottom, which is not easy to use, or the top of a slanty roof, or the top of a tower, or a refus of bucca where the animals' feet would have eaten it up, or a chicken coop, or a storage of straw, or storage of wine, storage of oil. Doesn't need bedikah. Shimon says a bed that separates between the house and its mafsik needs bedikah. We learned a hole that's between one and his friend. This guy checks till where his hand reaches. This guy checks till his hand reaches. The rest is mavat malev. Shimon says a bed that separates in the house and the stones and wood are separate, set up underneath it. It's mafsik, doesn't need bedikah. Shimon says you have a kasha, meet the kasha, holes and holes. Holes and holes, not a kasha. One is in the upper hole and the lower hole, which you can't, which you don't use for chametz, you don't have to check. The middle ones you do. Bed and bed is not a kasha. One is very high up, so you could use it. One is very, very low, you can't use it. So one says storage of wine doesn't need bedikah. Said storage of wine needs bedikah, or storage of oil doesn't need bedikah. So one says when he's using it. So one says oil also. Oil has a keva for eating. Wine doesn't have a keva for shtia. He said they made storages of beer and bubble like storage of wine and so because they drink a lot. Because they use it a lot. Chiz said fish house doesn't need bedikah. I said it needs bedikah. So it's not a kasha. One speaker of big fish, so mela, he doesn't come to use it. Set amount. If it's small fish, he might come to use it in the middle of the meal. Rabbi Ravuna said the salt house or there's wax where the bekiri needs bedikah, which is where the wax. Rav Papa said the wood and the place where they keep dates needs bedikah. So we're not mechayim to stick in his hand to the holes and the cracks to check because of sakana. What's the sakana? Even if it says sakana of a scorpion, how does he use it? So what says if it fell? It fell, why does it do bedikah? It said if a chametz fell on underneath the mapoilus, it's ksid mavur. So it said over there, it's because over there, the dog can't get it. Here's because the dog can get to it. I have those said shluchim tzayin nizayik, and Ravasha said maybe he might lose a needle, and he might come to check for the needle. So what's his big deal? If he's doing both at the same time, it's a mitzvah. Just like someone says, I'll give this seller for tzedakah so my son should live, or I shall be a ben olam haba. It's considered tzadik gamma. So one says, no, maybe after he finishes checking for chametz, he might come to check for the needle, and then he's not doing the mitzvah anymore. Nachmit says that because it's kind of the goyim. Plimai says a hole that's between a Jew and a guy. He checks till where his hand reaches, and the rest is about his lave. Plimai says, the whole idea why he checks is because of the sakana. What's the sakana? If you can say sakana of kishev, when he uses it, how does he use it? So there he uses it when it's daylight. So he's not the guy who doesn't think he's doing kishev. He hits at night with a candle and he thinks he's doing a kishev on him. I have those such luchavits and not nezoikin. So when he says, where Shchei Chazak is different. That's so why Shmuel was scared to go and anoint David, he was scared that Shaul was going to kill him. These people that come to yeshiva, that live in the villages, could they come early and stay late by their Rebbe? He says, let them come, and I'll take a chrysler. He says, what about going home? He says, I don't know. We learned, Rav Lazar says, Shluchwitz is not going, not coming back. Like this time, because Ismi Yudha said, Terah said, L'yachmet ish esatzcha, so it comes to show you that your cow will be grazing, and no chai will hurt it. A rooster will pecking in the garbage, and no weasel will hurt it. It's a kalachem. Madr, these that usually get hurt, they don't get hurt. People that usually don't get hurt, alach skama kama. So that's very good. Going, what about coming back? So it says, V'nisva b'ko l'achta l'lecha. So you'll go and find everything v'shalom. So once we find that even coming back, why do I need a pasuk v'alicha? So he says, I need it for different, for Avami. Because Avami said, whoever has karkas, oil regal. Someone doesn't have karkas, not oil regal. Rabbi Ravadu said, Nerevitzak, why is there no sweet pears g'noisin shlam from Kinneret? So the oil regal should say that the reason if we just come up to eat the sweet fruit, it would be enough. So it comes out, Aliyah Shleshma. So too, Rav the story said the name of Yana, why is there no hot springs in Tveri and Shlaim? So the other Gom shouldn't say, if not, we wouldn't have come up only to bathe in the Chametz Tveri, it would be enough, and Mamed will come out to Aliyah Shleshma. Why do you say two rows in the wine cellar? Wine cellar, who mentions it? It says, any place where you're not Machnas Chametz, you don't don't need bedika. Oitzus yain, oitzus shemen also doesn't need bedika. Why do we say you need two shoes? It's the place where you take chametz and when they use from it. Shem says two rows. We said two rows. We said it's from the ground all the way up to the roof. Vechen says one shura, which is like an L shape, the whole top and the whole front. Takalan like a vidur, like a vechen. Learned like a vidur. Shem says two rows on pnei karamata. Two shuras. It said from the ground till the roof. Another eye like a vechen. Two rows of Nekalamata was the outer one sees the door, and the up one sees the roof. In of it, and underneath it, doesn't need bedikah. Still says two shuras of chitzonis, which are the alienis. Rav said the upper one and the one underneath it. Shmuel says the upper one and the one inside of it. What's the reason of Rav? Because Rav's with like the outer one. I, it says the upper one. Come to tell you, not the third row. Shmuel says the upper one and the one inside of it. Why does it say? He's with the alienis. I, it says chitzonis. To tell you, not the third one inside. Chia learned like Rav, and everyone learned like Shmuel that it's the first two rows, straight facing you. The top two rows, the one in front of you and the one inside. And the halacha is like Shmuel is the end of Daf Ches.